Welcome to A Happy Positive Life, the podcast to help you raise your vibe and bring your dreams into your reality. I'm Lauren Ellis, your go-to guide for self-love, confidence, and manifesting greatness. If you're a mum navigating the beautiful chaos of life, craving transformation, and dreaming big, then my friend, you are in the right place. This podcast is your golden key to a life of abundance in love, happiness, and success. Ready to find your happy? Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to a Happy Positive Life podcast. My name is Lauren Ellis and I'm your host, and welcome back to this mini series called Declutter to Manifest. Today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my story of how decluttering and letting go changed my life. I know that sounds dramatic when I say that, but it honestly did kick off a whole spiral of things that led me to where I am today, and I don't think my life would have been the same if I hadn't started with decluttering. So I'm going to explain what I mean in this episode. But as always, I would love you to take action on something while you're listening to this. So because this is a whole series about decluttering, why don't you declutter while you're listening, or clean something out, or do some job that you've been putting off that you're ready to take action on? It's really great to listen to a podcast while you're trying to do something, because it's like having a friend with you supporting you along the way. So take action on something, declutter something, grab a bag, grab a box, get rid of a whole bunch of stuff that you don't need anymore. And once you've finished decluttering something, once you're feeling a little bit more clear, why don't you go ahead and download my free meditation that is going to help you manifest more of what you want into your life. It's a perfect combination: letting go, creating space, and then mindfulness meditation to bring in more of what you want, attract more of what you want. This meditation is a guided visual journey to meet your highest self, which is really just the version of you that's got everything that you want, and how to bridge that gap between where you are now and where you want to be, and how to become that person, that version of you. Because we all have those desires put on our heart for a reason. They're meant to be ours. Those dreams, those aspirations, we are meant to have them. And so really it starts with believing that you can get them. And so this meditation is really going to help you. Plus, it's only 5 minutes long because we're busy, we got stuff to do, but we still need to squeeze in some mindfulness and be present in the moment. So this meditation is a great practice that you can get started on, sink your teeth into meditation, and start to create the life that you want. You can download that for free in the link below, or you can head over to my website at ahappypositivelife.com. There's also a free reflections card that you get with this download, where you can jot down any breakthroughs, downloads, anything that came through to you during that meditation. You can write it all down while it's still fresh in your mind. So go and download that. Also, if this episode helps you, make sure you share it with a friend, because this sort of stuff really does change your life. And it can just be that one podcast episode that you listen to that makes you have that aha moment, and it can kick off a spiral of positive events in your life. So if you think that this series could help someone, make sure you share it, because it really could just kick things off for your friend or whoever you're sharing it with to start changes in their life as well. And it's just a positive spiral. So share the love and let's get into today's episode. How decluttering changed my life. It sounds crazy, right, that a thing like decluttering can actually kick off this positive spiral of events in my life, but it did. And I want to take you back to when I was a new mum, because that's when it really started. I'd just become a mum. We just moved into our house that we're living in now, and we'd accumulated a bunch of stuff from a couple of different moves. And I really just didn't understand that you had to declutter every time you moved. I just thought you just packed up everything and brought it with you. So that's what we did. And so when we came to this house, we had just junk everywhere. It was sort of semi-neat, but it was just overstuffed. And then there was one room that was completely full of junk. And I just felt so overwhelmed, not just from the fact that I had just become a new mom and I was trying to figure out how to be a parent, but then also my environment was just so overwhelming. There was stuff everywhere. I couldn't keep on top of it. and it began to affect my health. I broke out in eczema all over my body because I was so stressed and so anxious from my surroundings. I didn't understand that the physical things in my life were actually making me sick. It really wasn't until I started looking into the correlation between physical clutter and mental clutter that I started to put the pieces together and really understand that my environment was affecting me. I began looking into the concepts of minimalism. I saw this YouTube video from Kanna Campbell, who's actually been on this podcast. She talked about how to declutter your wardrobe, and it really struck a chord with me. She showed me the process of how to do it, and all the benefits from doing it, like discovering your personal style and just all these roll-on effects that you could get just from clearing out your cupboard. So I took action straight away. I watched that video. It really had an impact. I went straight to my wardrobe and I started decluttering. I threw out 9 bags of stuff. I'm not even kidding. 9 bags. It was wild how much I had just held onto. But once I got it out of my sight, out of my house, that's when the real transformation began. I loved the feeling of having all this space and having all this weight lifted off me, because by getting rid of all that junk, not only was I able to clear all this space, it reduced my workload because there was half the amount of washing because I'd just thrown out half my clothes. So I continued this journey. I continued and I started with that room that I couldn't even get into, like I couldn't even barely open the door because it was just full of junk. I started getting rid of some, you know, big furniture items that were just taking up space, really, just accumulating dust. Got rid of them. I was able to just keep going bit by bit until I had that room back. And it just continued on from there. I just moved from area to area, room to room, little bits at a time. If I was really motivated, I'd get rid of a whole bunch of stuff. But other times I would just do a drawer or something like that. But it's just the process of keeping on top of it. I was enjoying the journey of it. And all of a sudden you look around after you've been doing it for a little while and there just wasn't as much cleaning to do. There wasn't as much washing to do. I had more time in my day because I didn't have so much junk. So not only was I just feeling amazing from letting go of all these things that were holding me back, I was gaining so much in my life in the way of fulfillment and joy and freedom. Once I had a little bit more time to play with, I started to implement hobbies back into my life, which I had completely let go of. And I thought it was because of motherhood, because motherhood, as we know, is all consuming, but it was both things that were overwhelming me. It was motherhood and learning to be a parent for the first time, but also just the weight of keeping up with all the cleaning and running a household. I just couldn't do it all. And so the things that I let go of was all the things that made me happy and the things that were fun in my life. So I started to bring elements of hobbies, just little things like coloring with my son. I used to put him down and have him color while I would clean up. But now I was getting in there and coloring with him because that's something I really enjoy. That's something we can do together. And I was just allowing myself more joy because I had more time. The more I did this, the more it spurred on other things. I wanted to do something more. And this is when I started my podcast. Actually, it started with a blog, but anyway, so this is when I started my podcast. I started putting myself on social media. I started filming myself. I started doing all these things that I really had never thought that I could do before, but the practice of it gave me so much confidence. My confidence grew exponentially. And once I had that confidence, I was able to put myself out there and do even more things that I never thought that I could do. My podcast won an award, which I still pinch myself about. I was asked to go on other people's podcasts, and I even did a live event where I spoke to a room full of people. I did a presentation to a room full of people. I never would have done that. I had such low confidence before starting this whole journey, but it really did kick off with decluttering, which is just crazy to think about. But that started the whole process of me changing, of me growing. And this is why I really want to share this story, because it's all about your environment. Your environment matters. The things that you look at every day, the area that you live in, that matters to the way that you feel. And changing your life, we often think about the mindset shifts and the letting go of limiting beliefs and all that sort of stuff. That's really heavy work, and it takes a bit to get to that. So a quick win is to start on your external, because clearing out an area makes you feel amazing. It's instant gratification. You know when you change the furniture around in your space and you just think, oh my gosh, this looks so much better. Why haven't I done this before? Look at all this space that we've got. It just feels amazing. It's that quick win. And once you start the process of letting go of external things, it's funny how just naturally you work inwards. You start to open up and then let go of limiting beliefs. You're letting go of the physical, and it often is linked to that emotional stuff as well. So the easiest way to change your life is actually to start from the outside in. That's my personal opinion, and that is what I have found in my own life. Whenever I get stuck, whenever I feel like I don't know what to do, I always come back to the first step in my journey, which is decluttering, because there's always more to declutter. It's not like you declutter once and it's done. Like, it's an ongoing process. But it's funny that that good feeling of letting go and organizing an area, that doesn't go away. I'm still decluttering. Like, for example, I've got to declutter my Tupperware because it's getting crazy again. And I've done it so many times, but I still get that joy and that rush of good feelings when I've decluttered it all and I open that cupboard and it's all clean. I still get that rush. And I've been doing this for, well, since my son was a baby, so like 8 years now, I've been doing this process and it just doesn't get old. I still love it. And it still helps me every time. Every time I'm stuck in life, I declutter and it shifts things. It shifts the energy. It's almost like the concept of feng shui, which is all about the energy flow of your home, the energy flow of your space creates the energy flow in your life, and shifting things in your physical world shifts things in your life. And it really is true, because you can feel it. You can feel when you have done this huge declutter or this huge clean, and every time you see that, you feel amazing. This stuff is real and it's powerful. So if you were ever feeling stuck, if you're ever feeling hopeless, if you're ever feeling like you just do not know what the next move is, you feel lost, you feel unsure, start with decluttering. Start shifting the energy in your physical world and watch how it affects your whole life. This is a powerful practice in manifestation. It's all about creating space. If you don't create space, nothing new can come into your life because it's blocked. There's no room for it. I heard my friend Laura, who has been on the podcast before, Physio Laura, she describes it as prune and bloom. It's like a gardening metaphor. When you want your roses to bloom in spring, you have to cut them right back in winter. And it's kind of the same. Like, if you want things to flourish in your life, you have to let go of the old to make room for the new. So start shifting the energy in your life by taking away physical things that are holding you back. Let go of things that don't serve you anymore. And watch how it opens the doorway for more of what you want. I hope this episode has encouraged you to start decluttering, start shifting that energy in your life, and see where it takes you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful that you've been here till the end. If this episode helps you and you think that it will help someone else, make sure you share it with a friend and leave a review on the iTunes app, because it really helps the algorithm boost this podcast so that more people can find it and it can help more people make changes in their lives. It only takes like 30 seconds and it's a huge, huge help. Thanks again for being here. Start decluttering. Come over and tell me about it in the DMs at happypositive_life on Instagram. My DMs are always open, so come over and have a chat, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.